Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
So this is my opportunity, and I've been charged with the job of feeding back the National Professional Committee's developments, actions and achievements that have been achieved since our annual professional forum in 2011 and yesterday in 2012. And actually, this has been phew, because we've only just finished this presentation at about 4 o'clock today, because I really wanted you to understand the amount of work, the compassion, commitment, and real drive to promote community practice within our National Professional Committee. And for people that aren't aware, the National Professional Committee is an elected body that represents the country's regions and CPHVA member forums. Members work voluntary and give their time to the committee. And as you can see, or as you'll see through the process of this presentation, you know, there's some hard work and dedication that goes on. So for the last couple of years, the annual professional forum has took we've used a World Cafe style, which is a participative process to clarify the content, create a hospitable space, explore questions that matter, connect diverse perspectives, encourage each person's contribution, listen together for patterns, insights and deeper questions, and to share collective discoveries. And that sounds really complicated, but actually, and I think our committee members that are sat around the room and people that have participated, we found it really useful, and the feedback has been absolutely fantastic. And the APF is really the forum for driving the professional agenda within Unite CPHVA. So the questions, just to give you a flavour of the World Cafe style, the questions are about generative questions that are designed to stimulate new knowledge and creative thinking. So questions that focus on collective attention on the situation, connecting ideas and finding deeper insight, and questions that create forward movement. So the themes are really the themes that have been generated by yourselves as members through the national, regional and local forums and committees. And they are really themed around school nursing research, informatics, nursery nurses and health visiting, but the underpinning issues around those key themes. Like many of my colleagues, we're all up for a free drink occasionally, and we wanted to have a diverse way of selling the APF. So we called it a cocktail party. And for many people, you'll think, oh, that sounds really glamorous, and if it's going to be fantastic. And actually, it is fantastic. But in reality, it's 3 hours of hard work. Hard work, commitment, dedication, sharing ideas, being open and honest, and, you know, using that opportunity to network and contribute to the changing agenda. So I'm going to put my colleagues on the spot here, seeing as though I'm put on the spot. So in terms of developments, and I can't do justice to the hard work that the committees have performed over the last year, but the next few slides show the action that we've achieved since last year, since 2011, when we were here in Brighton, and the feedback from what we need to work on for next year. So the actions for our National Professional Committee for next year. So in terms of the research advisory group, I don't know if Pauline is around, if you want to stand up 2 minutes. Pauline Pearson chairs the research advisory group, and some of the things that they've worked on are supporting new researchers. And you'll be aware that there's a masterclass here tomorrow. Also, a masterclass in Edinburgh in March 2013. Lots of articles published as, and columns as part of the journal, an academy for health visiting research that is being promoted, continuing work on BID re-health visiting interventions and outcomes. And we've heard that through this morning. Actually, we really need to generate that hard evidence and research around the impact of health visiting practice. So what we heard yesterday from members is really we still need financial support and information to promote research activity. One of the suggestions that were made were to top slice subscriptions to CPHVA to support some training bursaries. Also to examine patterns of screening and record-keeping systems to find out what works best. You know, a lot of new tools, resources are being promoted. We really need some evidence about the use and effectiveness of those tools. To look at organisational models and outcomes and to understand how FMP, Flying Start and some of those more innovative projects can be used in larger caseloads, or some of the learning from those can be consolidated. So to consolidate evidence on impact of early intervention, so all the stuff that we've heard this morning as well from Sarah's discussion. Community nursery nurses, Barbara and Stella, I can see in front, I can see two of them. Are you going to stand up? Because you've done some fantastic work in your meeting. So some of the stuff that we looked at last year were how to progress regulation, to update voluntary code for professional conduct, to update community nursery nurse professional guidance and leaflet, to really raise the profile of the unique contribution of nursery nurses, and to update the leaflet and role of nursery nurses in the challenges ahead. And that's what they've achieved, and some of that they're still progressing on at this time. But again, for this year, mammoth tasks around monitoring the impact of health visiting implementation plan on CNN numbers. And that's something that we've heard through the course of today around the diminishing skill mix, but actually how useful nursery nurses are in the context of community nursing and public health nursing. Maintaining links with Pauline Watts and DH team, and that's been really essential to strengthen the role of community nurses alongside health visitors and school nurses. Regulation questionnaire at conference and in the journal, and to work with the new professional officer, Jane Beach. School nursing, Lucretia? No? Oh, stand up then. So again, to celebrate the hard work of the school nursing forum, some real achievements around campaigning and encouraging school nurse members to share good practice through the journal. And we've seen an increase in information coming forward from school nurses. A request for regional school nursing activists to keep momentum, and school nursing issues to be addressed through professional officers nationally, regionally and locally. And they're the key themes that have been worked on this year. And you've probably seen, if you're a school nursing practitioner, that a lot of that has actually happened. For this year, we're working on standardisation on who is a school nurse, and that were coming across strongly in yesterday's forum around scoping the role, because there's quite a wide variation, grade variation, qualification variation and skill mix within school nursing. What the school nursing forum also want to do is actually lobby an implementation plan which reflects the health visiting implementation plan. And actually, you know, if we're having that consistent transition between health visiting and school nursing, we really need to support that. and that's about commitment, funding, increasing workforce that is evidence-based. And to strengthen the public health role of school nurses. And some of the stuff that they were talking about yesterday is actually, you know, we're benefiting from building community capacity programmes and various other things around public health practice in health visiting. We really need to share and transfer that into school nursing. Education subcommittee, that's me, so that's easy. So what we were charged with last year is to review and update the practice teacher survey. And what we've achieved since then is you've probably seen the practice teacher survey that were in the June journal. We've had a presentation at one of the concurrent sessions today, and we're in the process of writing an article for the journal. We're also in the process, and hopefully finished in December, producing a best practice guidance for practice teachers. What we need to work on next year, and what's come across strongly, is to actually build on the task and finish group report that has been promoted and developed by the Department of Health, and actually to look at training and development and competency frameworks for practice teachers, and to produce a best practice guidance for preceptorship and mentorship to actually support that transition for newly qualified return to practice health visitors, school nurses and so on. And to actively support educational developments for practitioners. In terms of health visiting, Maggie, are you around? She's there, yeah. Again, tons of work happened this year supporting some major developments and pathway developments in line with DH, so the midwife to health visitor pathway, health visitors to school nurse transition, and the maternal mental health pathway. They've also done a lot of work as a response to the last annual professional forum around the 2 to 2.5 year review and actually strengthening the earliest foundation stage with the health contacts and integrated working. Also involvement in the digital advisory service. For next year, their approach is to really look at disseminating and developing excellence in practice models. So sharing some of the things that's come across at conference this year. To support back to basics, what we urged yesterday at the annual professional forum is that we have been sort of driven along the line of performance management against targets. And actually what we want to get back to is some of that real good, you know, practice stuff that used to happen, and that's what they're going to be working on. To look at and examine variations and inequalities in caseloads and practice, so that will be around deprivation weighting tools, and to look at what's happening around the country. Last but not least, health informatics. And that's a big issue for majority of us as we move into a more technological world. So last year, the group were charged with acting as an expert resource, and they've been key to developing health informatics nationally, working closely with the Department of Health, promoting clinical leadership informatics programmes for practitioners, and influencing national work streams for community practitioner requirements. For next year, we're going to be working on developing an e-health guide and signposting members to developments and access to national expertise. To Think Thursday session on e-health on the 20th of December that you probably may be familiar with. Next steps for us, actually, that hard work, that 3 hours of hard work for the people that attended yesterday, we really need to have a process to move forward on that. And, you know, that's the MPC's charge for next year. So our next steps are to develop a structured action plan to ensure delivery of outputs from those key three themes and to provide ongoing feedback to members through the journal. I just want to say an absolutely big thank you to my colleagues on the MPC. People that attended the annual professional forum yesterday, because majority of people had travelled down that morning and, you know, they had to work the socks off, really. But, you know, a really big thank you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.